Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
The city has reached a deal with NYCFC, the New York City Football Club, to build a new soccer stadium in Queens. Reporter Juliet Papa is joining us with more on this. Tell us about this new deal, Juliet.
Oh, this is exciting. Not only will this be part of a sports complex here at Willits Point, because you do have Citi Field here and you have the National Tennis Center here, this is going to include 2,500 units of affordable housing, a hotel, and an elementary school. As the mayor put it, this is going to turn into a whole new neighborhood in New York City.
Sounds expensive. Who's going to pay for all this?
Well, actually, the hotel and the stadium are going to be privately financed, and then there will be rent paid to the city on the stadium venue, although they're not going to have to pay real estate taxes. But that has been part of deals in other stadiums that have been built here in the past.
Sounds like a big component of this is that affordable housing you mentioned. This is kind of an effort to kind of revitalize the Willits Point area.
Yes. You know, it's been over many, many years, and they said two or three mayors that have really tried to get, you know, rid of the blight and the dumping and the junkyards that are here, although the junkyards did very good business. There were buyouts offered to them, and I think quite a few are still here. So that's going to be a work in progress. But as far as the affordable housing, 2,500 units, these are going to be eligible to people and families making $40,000 a year and under. And they say that hasn't been done here in decades.
What's the timeline for this project?
Well, they want to break ground on the apartments in 2023. They say that's a year ahead of schedule. And they're hoping to have the stadium in place, or at least, in progress by 2027.
What does this mean for soccer in New York City, the growth of the sport in the city?
You know, they call this the global sport, is part of the world community. And if you've ever been at Flushing Meadows Corona Park on a summer weekend or even on a chilly weekend, that's all you see here are soccer games. So with the diversity here in the city and specifically in Queens, the borough president calls this the world's borough. You can bet that soccer is gaining popularity, not only citywide, but particularly here in Queens, where I think it's been popular for a long time. And frankly, the local council member who grew up in Corona, Francisco Moyer, just said he made this his own project. He said, you know, we have to have this stadium here. This is about the people who live here. And when I had asked the mayor about naming rights, you know, that's also a revenue generator for the city. He says, oh, yeah, you know, the Francisco Moya Stadium. And everybody had a good laugh with that. But the council member loved it.
Reporter Juliet Papa on the new soccer stadium coming to Willits Point. Thanks, Juliet.
Okay, thank you.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.